John Kerry said about Vietnam, no one wants to be the last one to die for a mistake. Incidents like Qadifa will make it impossible to achieve the goal of creating a democracy in Iraq that is friendly to the United States. Rush, are you now willing to admit Iraq is a disaster, a mistake, and it's time to bring our troops home? Unless you and your arrogance are willing to send more of our young men and women
tell us all your real name, will you? And tell us where you really live. Tell us who you really are, Jack. Give us your real name. And also, you might want to tell us when you're going to be in Las Vegas. That's coming up soon, isn't it?
What's that? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Tell us your real name, Jack. You're an imposter. You make a habit of calling programs and reading prepared speeches like this gibberish that you just shared with us, making demands of me. So tell us who you really are, Jack. I want to know your real name.
Well, you know, you're just displaying to your audience that you can't answer my question.
No, what I'm displaying to my audience is that I don't put up with liars and frauds on this program. You don't have to lie to get on this program, and when you do, your time is cut short. Why should I give credence? Why should I respond and descend to your level to answer your silly, nonsensical, biased, agenda-oriented questions? I'm not going to waste my time. Just tell us who you are, Jack, and tell us where you really live.
Well, you know, I think you've lost your marbles.
No, Jack, I'm in full possession of all three.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Marbles. You need to address what I just said.
No, I don't have to address a damn thing that you just said, Jack.
Well, the point is, you're willing to send more men and women to their death.
Jack, you are a fraud, and I don't have to address anything.